Now imagine one's whole life consisting of these mind movements, of such situations, where your sense of self depends on being in some kind of antagonistic relationship towards people, situations, and events in your life. And that's one single human being. And then look what, and then millions, a whole nation, live like that. And then that same unconscious mind pattern is a collective one too. Then you can have an entire nation looking for their enemies. Because only through that, or religions, you can have an entire religion looking for those who don't believe, because their sense of self becomes stronger through saying they are wrong, we are right. So the need for enemies is built into that mind structure that we are talking about. And this is on a personal level. And the need to be in conflict is part of that. And that's strange, because on the surface, the little self says, I want love and peace. It says that on the surface. But then when you see how it lives each moment, that you see that in the moment it doesn't want, it wants to complain about the traffic jam. It wants to prove that it's right, I'm right, and you're completely wrong. It wants to show that this is absolutely wrong. This shouldn't be, should, but it is, but it shouldn't. You are morally superior to reality. And that strengthens one's sense of self enormously. And so people go, some have it more strongly than others. Everybody can detect those movements within themselves, but there are some people who are totally possessed by them, and there are some others who are beginning to step out of that collective conditioning. And this is the people in this room and many, many others on this planet, still a minority, who are stepping out of deeply conditioned mind movements, stepping out of an entire sense of identity that is ultimately illusory and that has created so much suffering on the planet, so much conflict, so much non-peace, because that little or heavy, depending how you look at it, entity that one carries within, so to speak, is threatened by peace. It doesn't want peace, not for a little moment. I'll give you a little moment of peace and then can't stand this anymore, because your sense of self, that boundary between me and the rest of the universe, or us, even worse. There's only one thing worse than the egoic me, and that's the egoic us. If you think criminals are those who inflict suffering on humanity, that's a tiny, tiny, tiny amount of suffering that criminals inflict on other human beings. Most of 98% of the suffering that humans inflict on other humans are inflicted by very respectable people, citizens. Look at the 20th century, the warfare. Even concentration camps were built by respectable citizens. And the unbelievable amount of suffering that was inflicted by humans on other humans in the 20th century alone, and we know this is just a continuation, the world situation is just another chapter in that. Isn't there something mad there? Of course there's something mad there.